Blog Talk Radio.
Seven feet barren, strange fruit, blood on the leaves, and blood at the roots. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Pastoral scene of the gallant South. Them big bulging eyes and the twisted mouth. Scent of magnolia, clean and fresh. Then the sudden smell of burning flesh. Here is a fruit.
Not forever.
For the crows to pluck. The rain together for the wind to suck, for the sun to rot, for the leaves to drop.
Greetings, greetings. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining me here, Strange Fruit Rising. We are the new fruit of the Strange Fruit. And you know, the Strange Fruit was only our beloved ancestors and foreparents. They were the Strange Fruits hanging on those trees. But I'm so happy to introduce to you, to the world, the new fruit of the Strange Fruit. Little did they know that all that blood dripping that soaked the land and those leaves would produce new fruit. And here we are. And I, Mama Pearl, the ancient newcomer, I am so proud and a privilege to be able to exist in this phenomenal world, this culture of hip hop. And to have with me, you know, someone that I know is just a phenomenal artist and a giver to the culture of hip-hop and is insisting on keeping it alive. He has joined the group of many who is keeping hip-hop forever. And it just so happens that, you know, hey, he's my son, you know, Mama Pearl. Funk Sean, one of his many, many, many names, and he will be joining me here on the Culture Freedom Radio very often, and he may come in a different form, because he has a lot of different attributes. But I want to bring Function on right now so that he can join us.
How are y'all doing? Greetings.
Okay.
We have Function here with us. I was going to see if we have to mute something.
Wow. What's that? Oh, me, Buzz? Okay.
No, I didn't want you to mute you. It's real loud. But echo, put it back on. Okay. Embarrassing. I want you all to know that we're seriously under construction. All right? A lot of things are happening. You're going to see a whole new view of Strange Fruit Rising, because we got a whole new fruits are coming forth. But like I said, I have Function here representing hip hop forever, you know, and I know this to be true. I listen to a lot of noise coming up as he grew and cultivated this culture of hip hop. It's a totally new language for me, and I'm so proud that I have put my boots on and walk with my son and many of my sons. You know, I claim them all as we walk through this culture. So, Function, are you here with me, baby? Please.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Get off mute, I think.
Can you hear me?
I hear you now, dude.
Okay, cool.
All right.
How's everybody doing? What's going on today? What you want me to do? What kind of topic do you want me to go on?
Well, Function, you know, as I'm here talking to you, I'm watching you on YouTube, you know, live, and I was listening to you on Pandora as I was coming here, and I am so proud, you know, that you are just everywhere. The funk is just coming from everywhere, you know, and you're bringing so many warriors with you. Who is determined to keep this underground, you know, strong going. So talk to us about that, son.
Well, it's echoing, isn't it? That one, right? Okay, I hear the echo. All right, it's going to be weird. But anyway, I guess, just like anybody else that's into hip-hop, I guess it started from, you know, growing up around my friends and peers in the neighborhood. Things that we've seen, done, and experienced. You know, hip-hop was growing big back in, like, you know, the late, for us, I say the mid-'88, late 80s, you know what I'm saying? I know it's had that early era in the late 70s and all, you know, I was probably too young for that, but the mid-'80s to the late 80s, that's where it started rising for me. And it gave us a way to have a voice. It gave us something to do. It kept us out of, you know, a lot of other things we could have been involved in. So, you know, doing hip-hop for us is like, that's just kind of like the way it was. Everybody was trying to make their voice, make their stand and let people, you know they was here, like doing graffiti or tagging on the train. You know, we was in the music and hip-hop.
Right. And one of the most important things you said, that it was something for you to do. And I remember, you know, way back then, you know, in your early teens, you know, the one of the most memorable things for me is when I finally bought myself a keyboard, you know, being, a singer and, you know, multiple bands and always having difficulties with one musician, you know, sweat late because he have a hangover and the other one done OD'd on some drugs or something. So I figured I'd buy myself a keyboard and, you know, make my own music. one band woman. Little did I know that I was going to be, you know, having your sister, and you took over the keyboard. And you made
music. I can dig it.
You made music. You made a lot of noise, but oh, my God.
I made a lot of noise. I tried some crazy things trying to make some music, man. Like, you know, because, you know, we didn't have the equipment, but I used to hear, you know, the beats and you know, listen to radio, hear what everybody did. So I didn't have a drum machine. So I tried to use the microphone to record my own little tasks on things to see if it'll record on the tape. And, you know, but it worked. It worked. And actually, I was able to record myself beating on stuff the way I wanted it. And it'd make a beat and I would loop it. And it gave me something to work with. So that's how I would start, you know.
Boy, you know, and I can say, you know, I testify because as a mother at that time, or any parent or adult, you know, hip-hop was like, oh, no, don't bring that into the house, you know. I mean, that's just nonsense. You're wasting time, you know. But I literally saw, you know, the talent and the skill and dedication that you put into it and the lives that it saves, you know, and the intellectual level that it raised and the hip hoppers, you know, the original orators who really studied the dictionary and the thesaurus. I saw you do it, you know, the thesaurus and all these other books, you know, to make sure that your language and your wording and your facts were there, you know. So
yeah. It's not like it, I would say for me, growing up, and I know you know what I'm talking about when we were younger, to see, let's say, a quote-unquote black person in a video or doing a song and speaking intelligently and intellectually at that time period was inspiring for me, you know? Because we had so many stereotypes against us. So when I saw people like KRS-One, like Step the Sonic, you know, Ultramatic MCs, you know, just guys in that area, when I was to hear them speaking with knowledge or information, it sounded like they had some intellectualism in them. That kind of inspired me because it gave me a voice, you know. It was like, okay, so we can talk about something. I see us up there, and we can do something and give our voice. So that really inspired me, you know, I'll be honest with you. You know? Yeah, so when I saw, and I ain't going to stress, I ain't going to sweat the man, but that's one of my favorite artists out there, KRS-One, is the main thing I saw about, because I read about a lot of stories, you know, how he came up. You know, he reminded me of a lot of guys in my neighborhood growing up that I've seen. And just the fact that he was dropping the science, man. Like, he wasn't just rapping. He was educating people while he raps. Like, he was showing that a black man had intelligence. That's one of the things that inspired me. Then when I used to read the back of his album covers and stuff, I see that, you know, he produced a lot of his stuff. He wrote a lot of his stuff. He the one that made sure he published or promoted. So I was like, man, that's what's up right there. So I could say that's an inspiring factor to me, you know. So I push myself. I don't wait for nobody, you know. Just because I don't have equipment, just because I don't work with somebody recording studio, or I don't know so-and-so, that's not going to stop me from being creative, you know. Half the time I like the music I make more than – most of the time I make music because I just want to hear something that I made, like, that sound banging. Like, a lot of the music that's on the radio, and I don't be feeling that stuff, yo. You know what I'm saying? So like, I'd be like, make my own music. So that's why I do it.
Right.
So if people like it and they enjoy it, that's cool.
Now, that's exactly where you are right now. Like I say, I'm watching you on YouTube right now, and to me, this is just amazing. And I knew... I mean, the first song that really made sense that you did was called Knuckle Up, you know, Knuckle Up, Throw Your Hands Up. That was with you and your two cousins, you know.
Most definitely. Citizen Chaos.
Yeah, Citizens of Chaos, you know. Man, kicking another original style.
Yep.
K-A-O-S.
I miss those days.
Yes. You guys
days.
Were... You guys were the trailblazers of Connecticut, you know, and you're never selfish about that. You know, you were determined to let the world know that there was talent, you know, in Connecticut. Everybody thought Connecticut was way up in the mountains, you know.
Yep, most definitely. Yep. Everybody's hating on CT.
Yes.
That's very true. And I couldn't stand that. Or people that had, you know, big labels or whatever would come down there and come to CT and act like they're record producers or they're going to help people out. They would steal people's material and take it back to where they come from and give it to their artists, but they wouldn't come help out the people that they got it from. You know what I'm saying? So I know that for a fact growing up in CT, Harper, you know, New Haven, Bridgeport, Waterbury, all them areas, New Britain, everything, like, you know, there's a lot of talent out there. Everybody got skills. Everybody, to me, a lot of artists that I grew up with every day sounded better than stuff that was on the radio. So
absolutely.
I just feel like a lot of CT should gotta get a lot of attention. I always thought that. I always felt that. That's just, it's always, I don't care if I live there. I've been gone for a while or not, is whatever. I still, you know, CT to me. That's where I come from. So that's why I stopped that.
Right. CT for right. That's right. Baby, I remember, you know, being the only mother, you know, in the game, the only mother who was a manager. Oh, my God. You know, and defending you all and defending rap because, you know, they hated it so. Oh, we can go into all the politics behind the long walk. But, you know, I know what you went through, you know, and I know the sacrifices that you made.
They used to burn the music.
Man.
I remember that. They used to take the CDs or the tapes and stuff and records, and they would have them piled up on the news like they try to do stuff today. They would have piles of music, of rap music in the news, and try to burn them on public, on the news, on TV, try to say that hip-hop and rap was evil. I remember that. I don't know if anybody else remember that. I remember that.
No, they don't remember. They don't remember. That's why we know that that's why we're saying hip hop forever, because people been faking it, you know? So they ain't representing, because I know, man, I know like sword, broken sword. Oh my goodness. Introduced me through you. I have met some wonderful people. You know, like our boy, I love him as the natural. I told him he should have gotten the name White Boy. Someone else got the name, and he's pretty famous right now. But what is his name, baby?
Right now, he is Diva Lynn. He's Diva Lynn.
Diva Lynn.
That's his name.
Yeah.
Diva Lynn. DDS or Diva Lynn is his name.
Diva Lynn. To me, he's going to always be the White Boy, the original White Boy, you know, in hip-hop, you know, because he was part of Citizens of Chaos, you know. You know, badass. You know, so, you know, but, you know, but.
He get down.
Yeah, he gets down. The talent is there. The respect is there. He knows who he is as a person, as a man, as a race. And we know who we are as people, as, you know, woman, man, as a race. So it's all much respect and much love, you know. And truth is loose. So, hey, you know. But he's a badass White Boy. What's his name again?
DDS or Diva. Like D as in Victor or S. As a Sam.
Okay.
Or sometimes he calls himself D. Valent, like D. Valent.
Okay. We're going to have to bring him on and let him break that all down to us, you know.
Oh, yeah. He got his, it all has family meanings to him, so that's why he went through all that.
Well, son, you know, I just think it's phenomenal because you've come a long way. And, I think I've been trying to upload the music, and I've been running around. Let me see if I can get something. Hold on. You can't.
It's cool. People can find me. You know, I just started a new website. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep adding it. It's called fnkmusic.com. Simple as that. And it's all about me. I'm trying to do, you know, a platform for myself without having to go through the mediums that everybody else goes through, like Spotify, you know, Apple. I mean, I have music there, but, you know, they have a hold on it more than I say in my own site. So I'm trying to learn about that more. And that's what I'm doing. If you want to hear about music, you want to get an album, a single, I got T-shirts, graphics, posters. I do NFTs. I just got my NFTs posted up there. I'll be giving out albums, NFTs, starting tomorrow. Like I said, you can sign up at fnkmusic.com. And you guys get a chance to come out and check it out. You can watch me develop the page as it grows. This will be history from here because I'll be trying to sponsor new artists, new talent. If anybody has an album or a web page you want me to put on the page that I'm going to be designing, I'll be having a link that'll go back to your information. So, you know, that's what I do. I work with other artists. Anybody, I do graphics design. If you need CD covers, you do short commercials, you do a little animation for your page. I do all that type of stuff. Yep.
Okay, I'm back. I found one song that I know really represent. The other songs are still uploading because, again, like I said, we were on the run, you know, of course. But, again, we're under construction, and he'll be back many, many, many times. And I can, just like, you know, most parents with a wallet full of baby pictures, I can pull out function from anywhere, you know, from way back to now, and he's got a new album that he's done, but this is Hip Hop Forever. Let me drop this beat for you all.
Function. Yo, this is dedicated to all hip hop lovers around the world, man. You need to keep it going, man. Stop the whack. Real talk. Love, right? It's hip hop forever, baby. You're like my lady, and I ain't never gonna let you go. Hip hop forever. Hip hop forever. It's hip hop forever, baby. You're like my lady, and I ain't never gonna let you go. Hip hop forever. Hip hop forever. Function, I get you open like cocaine. You better off putting you a lighter to propane. I spit like a 9 to your face, point blank range. Off your wig, you couldn't grow it back with Rogaine. Dudes swear they real, but to me they all lame. Especially if you ain't had a struggle with no pain. Illuminati niggas made the industry all change. MC straight sucking the beast, you giving them brains. And you don't know the truth, so you lead them astray. And anybody dropping knowledge gets no play. Represent ignorance, and you got it so made. But not me, I'm an enemy of the whole state. I gotta rep the real hip-hop, son, all day. I go way back to the early 80s. Dudes nowadays rapping like they ladies. Looking suspect in tight jeans, y'all shady. It's hip-hop forever, baby. You like my lady, and I ain't never gonna let you go. Hip-hop forever. Hip-hop forever. It's hip hop forever, baby. You like my lady, and I ain't never gonna let you go. Hip hop forever. Hip hop forever. I be the most articulate. Most MCs these days sound ridiculous. My beat bang, I come through so monstrous. You can hear the echo, I'm like that rhinoceros. I charge the track with bars and facts and hotness. No stopping it, dudes hating cause they monotonous. It's like the industry now is all preposterous. Cats rapping like they in grade school, get logicless. I stay underground, more legendary than Loch Ness. I'm in my own orbit, you need the Hubble to spot this. Catch me on the wrong day, run up and have me pop this. I don't sell crack no more, I only rock hits. I don't sell snacks no more, but I'll bag your chick. Much love to the heartbeat, home Connecticut. So much stress, success, my only sedative. A mic and a beat, yeah, that's my medicine. Hip hop forever, baby. You like my lady, and I ain't never gonna let you go. Hip hop forever. Hip hop forever. It's hip hop forever, baby. You like my lady, and I ain't never gonna let you go. Hip hop forever. Hip hop forever. They say hip-hop is dead, but I don't believe that. Every hood I don't been to, somebody making tracks. Ask anybody, they miss original rap. Nowadays it's all processed, like making canned crap. I don't play the radio nowadays because it lacks versatility. So many artists deserve a chance, it's just the same routine. I really doubt the fans wanna hear the same old song plays and programs. It's the same topics, choruses, and slogans. No one's original, no imagination. I support the struggle all across the nation. And all those who keep hip-hop in rotation. If you just commercial, then you don't got a say in. It's financially, most of y'all owned by Satan. Man, I don't listen to cap, no hating. Just give me that real street music, keep it banging. Hip-hop forever, baby. You like my lady, and I ain't never gonna let you go.
Representing hip hop, or is that representing hip hop? You know, and man, I've always admired your articulation. You know, it's just been, and I'm honored. You know, it makes me
you got a noise on it?
Yes. So what do you all think about that? I hope you all enjoyed that. Hip hop forever, baby. And, you know, I'm proud to say that. What were you thinking and how were you feeling when you came up with that wonderful sound and thought?
You know what? What was that song that came out? It's my favorite artist out there. They blew up. It's a hot track too. I love that song. I think it was Nas and Jay-Z. It was a Hip Hop Is Dead or something like that. I haven't heard it in a while. You know, Black Republicans and shit. And everybody was like, you know, after the end of the song, they like, Hip Hop Is Dead or something, like, you know, somewhere around that range. And a lot of people was promoting that, like, real hip hop. I'm like, nah, it can't be dead. Man, I hang with hip hoppers all the time. All my friends is hip hop. Everybody in the street, I run into dudes that's homeless and they hip hop. Like, they real hip hop. I don't know about what's going on. Honestly, I'm gonna be honest with you. I am not a person that's like into the new, like, as far as like media hype. I don't care about who got what mansion and car and all the girls. Who, I don't care about the jewels and the chains. Like, I'm not in that world. Like, I hang with dudes that really get down and do music because that's what they are. You get what I'm saying? So it's like the hip-hop is universal. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when I hear that, I'm like, huh? Come on, man. Now, as far as what they pumping on, what they select on the radio, their selection of the people that they choose to put in the forefront, like, that's not, like, if that's hip-hop, yeah, that's dead right there. According to real hip, like I said, I'm not saying it's not talent. No, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm going to say this. Talent is everywhere. Everybody's got talent. So there's talent everywhere. But if somebody's a flute player, I'm not going to call them a guitar player. You get what I'm saying? So if somebody is a good artist in whatever they do, but that doesn't mean that that's hip-hop. Like, so to me, I grew up in that era. Like, I'm still, maybe I'm back into the future. Whatever. Maybe all them old guys that made it to the future. And I look back, like, at how things have changed. And I'm like, what is it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Sylvester Stallone and Demolition Man. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm like, yo, what on earth is going on? But anyway, there's some hot people out there. But everything in hip-hop to me, that's all.
Function. Huh? What do you think about this new mimic rapping? What do you think about that?
I think that it has its place because, you know, a lot of the new generation, you know, generations change as they go along. So the younger people, they're going through different experiences, different feelings, and that's the way they express what they're going through. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So as I myself, as an artist, had to look back and had to say, you know what, I can't sit back and not how they express themselves. You know what I'm saying? Because I could think, like, with your era, when we started coming out with what we was doing, y'all was looking at us like we was crazy. So, but, you know, it's just right now, that's the vibe that everybody's on. So I have to respect that. You know what I'm saying? But as far as considering that.
But can you claim that as being hip-hop, true hip-hop?
That's what I'm saying. As far as, like, hip-hop. Like, how, like, because I remember hip-hop, for me, it had more of a cultural aspect to it.
Absolutely.
You get what I'm saying? There was more of a that blackness that brother manness or whatever in there. You know what I'm saying? Right now, to me, I say it's just rap, it's lyricism, and it's good talent and expression of where people are right now. But I wouldn't put that as hip hop. You get what I'm saying? Like,
right.
That's just me. And a lot of people that I know that are hip hoppers, that's what we feel. You know, we're not saying that nobody's talented. We're not saying that the stuff ain't banging, but yo, don't ignore these other hip hoppers over here that's real hip hop, and then say this weird, whatever this other stuff is, and say that, and you know, that's is that right? And a lot of radios do that. They follow the trend. So I'm not a trend follower. I'm not a trend follower. So that's just me.
But originally, the hip hop is about lyrics. No, it's not that. That's what jazz and instrumental. Hip hop was about lyrical skill, you know.
Yeah,
and
that's true. It was about lyrical skill.
Dumbing down of the mind, you know.
No, it wasn't. It was definitely about uplifting the mind. It was definitely about, you know, trying to leave a message to uplift people in some way. So, you know, and then 90s, and then the gangster came in. Everybody wanted to be hard and killers, you know. Now, and then after that, 2000, everybody's like hustle pimp kings, you know what I'm saying? And right now, I don't know what's going on. But that's the phases of where it went. And I just, for me, I got to respect each phase because they're eras of these young people's experiences. You get what I'm saying? So that's the way they at right now. But as far as considering that hip-hop, I wouldn't say that because I could go back and play some hip-hop. There's people that's more hip-hop than what I'm rocking. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
That's hip-hop. But right now, we just got different styles of rap, I'd say.
Right. Rap and hip-hop is totally different.
That's all.
Yeah,
you know?
You're a rapper. But don't come to that hip-hop, you know?
Yeah.
And that's just a differential, you know, because hip-hop that I know, that I've seen all of the young brothers and sisters done, I am a witness people of having my basement, which was turned into a studio.
Oh, the basement. I missed the basement.
You know, who could have been out robbing and killing or being killed.
Yeah.
But they were in the basement with their pen and their pad, you know, and their dictionary and their thesaurus, you know, and all of my albums, you know, scratch.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, Ma. I was trying to learn how to scratch.
Man, but we saved a lot of lives, a lot of true talent we saw come through. So, and me, through this show, Culture Freedom Radio, Strange Fruit Rising, I want to be introducing, you know, new, unheard, unspoken talent, you know, because I know, that's why I'm Mama Pearl. I have so many babies, and I claim them all as my babies. I remember people, I remember world going to the studio, driving from Connecticut to New York with my son and his group, Citizen Chaos. You know, I think it was like four of them at the time. You know, in my little car. I ran through so many cars and transportation. But they go into the studio, and I don't know, something happened. They couldn't get my son's music right. The producer couldn't do it right, so my son, you know, wanted to use it. So I said, excuse me, sir, can he just, you know, use your studio for a moment? And he's like, huh, really? I said, yeah, just can he just use it for a moment? And I promise you, this young man went there, and it looked like he went tweet, tweet, twerk, twerk, bang, bang, bong, bong, bang, 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 bong, bong. And he hit one button, boom, boom, knuckle up, throw your hands up, boom. It was phenomenal. Everyone was phenomenal. That was awesome. So I saw him do it, you know, and I wish I could share more music with you all, but I promise you he is everywhere. Like I said, I'm watching him on YouTube. I was listening to him on Pandora. He's on iHeart. He's on Spotify. He's on Amazon. You know, he is just on all podcasts, you know. And I'm reaching out to all of my brothers and sisters all over the world, man. I'm so excited to be able to be in voice,
with you all, you know, and that's what I wanted to get to first, you know. I want you to feel me, you know, without any distraction of me and of you, you know. But, man, there's so much talent. And this young man is extremely talented. So function. Wow.
Yep.
As a musician right now, through all of the trials and errors that you have gone through, and I remember when you just packed up and you sold every piece of equipment and instrument that you had, you shut down shop, and you went into just your books and your studies and your travels. It's amazing. And you changed your diet and you stuck to it. Wow. You know, and your growth pattern, you know, is certainly encouraging to me, you know. And I want to acknowledge that, you know. And so many
I appreciate that.
Yeah, so many of the young men that you are in acquaintance with, you know. And I'm so thankful that throughout your life you were able to connect with, you know, other brothers and men who could guide you, you know, through some things, you know, and show you some things, you know.
Yeah, so, buddy.
So speak to the word on Funk Sean. This is Funk Sean, y'all. F-U-N-C-K. S-H-A-U-N.
Oh, man.
Function.
You know,
and I remember telling him, I said, baby, you know, this is towards, you know, they really started getting those. I said, baby, I think you should, you know, should mention your song, your name in every song, you know. I mean, Function, man. Come, and he come out with it. And I was like, oh, my God. My heart just melts, you know, just hearing that. My baby, you know, knowing how far he has come, you know.
That's funny, yo. Oh, man, yo.
Oh,
I mean,
man. Oh, man. But my baby.
All I can say is just, you know, just as real as any other person up there out there trying to make it, trying to maintain. You know, you got all kinds of oppositions against you. Jobs are whack. They act like they hiring, not hiring. You doing everything you can with your last bit of change at the bus to get to the daggone job interview, trying to work, all that crazy stuff. And, you know, I can honestly say the only thing that helped me was when I did what you said, when I started studying. You know, when I started reading the information, because I meet a lot of sisters. I meet a lot of women that ask me this question, women that have children. They have boys. They have men. And they be like, man, I'm trying to keep them out of trouble. I'm trying to get them into the church. I'm trying to do all this stuff. And the main thing, I be trying to tell them, you know what it is? And I said, that man wants to know.
Come on.
He wants to know. He wants that knowledge. Like, you know, going to church and, you know, all that stuff, reading the book, but this, that, another, you know, y'all still ain't telling how hydrogen and oxygen mix together to make water. How does that work? Like, that's what a man is. A man is the surveyor of the land. He wants that knowledge. And if you're not providing that, he's going to be lost. So you're going to have a bunch of lost men out there because they really out there seeking the truth. And they want to know what's up. They don't want to hear all that. You know, I'm just being honest and being real, and that changed me. So I've been out. You know, I've done the street. I hate to tell you, yes, I did. So I was out there.
I
did all of
it. I wasn't seeing it. I didn't see it. You know.
Yeah, I try to keep it secret from you, but there's a lot of young children out there, all these parents thinking, oh, that's my son or my daughter wouldn't do that. Listen, I hang with them. I roll with them. I re-up from them. I don't fold from them. I don't, like, listen, man, like, listen, it gets down, it goes down. And I the only thing to say is the main thing that changed me is when I started learning what the real that was happening on this planet and this world was. And that helped set a lot of the plate straight. Like, that really helped, like, okay. And then let me know where I stand, like, you know, what my mission is. And I feel that my talent is to relay whatever information I can in my music. So I don't just talk about street, but I try to inspire people. I try to let people know, like, you know, I've dealt with a lot of haters. So my mother could tell you I grew up by myself. I'm a solo child until my sisters came. So I ain't got no older brothers. You know, if I ain't got no real-ass homeboys, then I ain't got nobody. It ain't nobody they got your back. Don't nobody care about what you got going on. So I know what that's like. Been there, done that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yo, come on in, yo. Come on in, my dude. Come on in. Yo, yo, come in. Yeah, yo, so, you know, come through, yo. Come in. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I've been through all that stuff. So the knowledge right there, man, the knowledge will change you, man. So that's what it really is. That's what it is. And all my friends and my homeboy, we would get together, even though we smoke, we chill, hang in the street. But guess what? What we did, when we got together, we burnt, we dropped knowledge with each other. We would teach each other. We would educate each other. Then we were rapping freestyle, putting our music. That's what we did. That's what we did. That's what we did. If you wasn't here, if you don't know what it's like, then you don't understand that. You don't understand that. If you don't know what it's like, then you don't understand that. But that's what we did. You know?
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow. I saw y'all do it. I saw you do it. And in fact, you know, I tell everybody that's when we switched places, you know. You became the teacher and I became your student. You then became my master teacher, you know. And you humbled me, you know. A lot of parents walk around, you know, thinking that they cannot learn anything from their children, you know, or anyone younger than them, which is ludicrous, you know. If you know, so many people are praying for something, it says, you know, the first thing, which, you know, we realize now that these crackers stolen and they put in their words, is that seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all things else will come to you. And if you don't know what you're seeking or how you're seeking or where the kingdom of heaven is, you know, because they made this mystery, got you running around sniffing your tail without realizing, thinking, whoa, wait a minute, you know, I got to use my mind first, you know.
Real
talk. And I can speak anything, so the kingdom of heaven must be my mind, you know, and my thought, you know, my direction, you know. Absolute, babe, absolute. But again, you know, you are just, not just think about your lyrics, but the music. Oh my goodness, you have developed, you know, so much. And I saw you cutting and pasting and putting that music together. And oh my gosh, all I can tell you is the awful sound, the repeated sounds. But you know, I knew, you know, he had to do what he had to do. He had to get it out. Oh, praise! Thank you, Father. He had to get it out, you know, and we suffered it out. We thugged it out. We did, you know, and they did what they did.
Went through a lot.
Yeah, they did their thing. Yeah.
There was a lot of stuff, a lot of change, but, you know, I mean, I don't know how to express it, but it's like, you know, I guess it's just what I am. Me and a lot of my friends, we'd be sitting back and saying, you know, we tired of rapping. We quit. And then, like, we know a lot about what's going on between the contracts and behind the industry. Oh, like, we know what's going on. So let's just get that down. We know exactly what's going on. So that's one of the main reasons why I don't try to jump on every opportunity that comes out, because I ain't you try to lure me in no traps on no stupid stuff. But, you know, for me, it's just what I am, you know. I've learned to understand I like to be creative. I like making music. I like taking sounds and putting them together. I like art. I like drawing. I like sketching. I like, you know, creating what I can do. And that's what I do.
Right.
I like to create. Now, whether somebody likes it or not.
Right. That's it. You do what
but
you want
if
some, you do what you do. Right.
Yeah, if somebody is into it, that's cool. If they're not, that's also cool. It's just what I do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And it's just pretty much just what it is, you know?
Let me tell you, that's who I am. I mean, his characters are funny. They are strange. He developed these odd things. He has a page called For Weirdos Only, okay? It's just not for crazy characters. I mean, it's like going into a spook house. If you're not ready to have your mind blown, you know, because that's where he dropped all kinds of stuff, you know, knowledge, you know, and awareness. So for weirdos only, the ones who think outside the box.
Can I add a little bit?
Add on. Oh my goodness. Add.
All right. So I'll be honest. I've got five pages on Instagram.
Okay.
Right. So one of them is the music page. That's for mine, for my function. The other one is for weirdos only, but that's t-shirts.
Okay.
For weirdos only is like designs and t-shirts and stuff that I've done.
I've got
Hater Proof is the clothing line.
Hater Proof. Come on now.
Hater Proof. And then I've got, Hater Proof .shop, unfortunately, on there, but Hater Proof. Then I've got What Does Function Know? So that was about knowledge and information. That's the one that where I'm really sharing a lot of deep hidden information on a very detailed level on that page.
Again,
so that's specific.
Yes. That's the one, the avatar that's going to be coming back, because that's the one that I told you all that he comes in many different, you know, forms, you know, many different, you know, avatars, the word that I was looking for. So Ra Unk Ray, basically another part of function. You know, that's where you find all that, you know, weirdo stuff. You know, people who think outside, the triple outside the box.
Think outside the box. Think outside the cube.
Yes. Wow. Sounds like you have company, you know, you all right, Funk, but sounds wonderful.
I got another young MC up in here, my man Tay up in here. I mean, he done stepped through, so that's all. We just chilling.
Man, what, T who? T Pain.
My man Tay. My man Tay. He messed up. He got one of the songs too,
Tay.
So that'll be out this weekend. This week is coming down.
Tay, my baby, the gentle gangster. Yeah, that's my baby. You know, he's hard with it. This young man has a different flavor of hip hop, okay, and rap. You know, not just because they use words and lyrics too, and they have a totally different flow. And he will be coming back, and I'm going to make sure that I have the opportunity to upload all of this music so that I can introduce you to the world. And I want to invite you all, you know, talented brothers and sisters, you know, to send me your music, because I'm going to be that listening agent. To be able to present that to the world. So, yes, indeed. So, Brother Tay, would you like to do a shout out, or are you just chilling? What's up?
Hey, what's up? How y'all doing?
Send chills out my spine. What's up with you, my brother?
Now I'm standing here with Ralph, just chilling.
Just chilling. I'm trying to upload some music, you know. Like I said, I got to make sure you're going to come back and introduce yourself. And I know that you're out there on YouTube, too. So, you know, let the world know the name of your YouTube, where they can find you. You know, I still, like you think, yeah, I can't pronounce it.
Okay. Yeah, you can find me on it's going to be Jefe Talk. Jefe space TYY on YouTube. Check out his videos, and you'll see me. It's gonna be me and him and my cousin Jimmy Love.
Wow! And you said that was what again? I can't remember that word.
Oh, Hefeta.
Hefeta. Okay, I'm going to come back and I'm going to type that in a minute so that I can go put it in my chat room so they can see it. Wow, it's I've seen the video. I saw you all, you know, and I definitely saw you. You know, you stood out as someone who was confident in themselves, you know. And, you know, yeah, that stands out in everything that you do, you know. And, wow, makes me want to take a listen. And anything that I can learn from, you know, you have truly taught me, because I never thought, I've never heard, you know, hip-hop and rap like you all do. You know, and again, like I say, you just not into that. You guys are really skilled at cutting and chopping up words and theories, and it's like, whoa, y'all put it on a jet set, you know.
That's what we do.
Yeah, that's how you do.
We look at it this way. It's like everybody into all the whack artists that's out there. In order for us to get noticed, and I'm talking about for all of us that's like local artists or people out there, we got to do better than them. So
that's
we keep
right.
writing it better and better and better.
That's
and unfortunately,
right.
all the good artists are in the street, and all the whack artists are on news and on the radio. That's just
right.
unfortunate. That's how it goes,
well,
man. You know?
Well, we know that's by design, and that's why we're busting that up right here, right now.
Exactly.
You know, because my thing, you know, I want to, anybody who comes on the Cultural Freedom Radio, you don't have to be regular folks. You know? Yeah, I'm not looking for, you know, no dynamic people, not unless they're going to step down off of their, you know, high horses, you know, and really mingle with the regular folks.
Okay.
You know?
Regular people.
Yes. Yeah, Cultural Freedom Radio. Strange
I think we all use
vibes.
Toilet bowls. You all use the same type of toilet, I think, in some way. So, I mean, yo, we all regular people. We all got family. We all got people we care about. We all got people we know that got talent. We all got people that we know trying to make it. So, you know.
Yeah, everybody knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. Everybody does. You know, and this, yeah, well, go ahead, baby.
Oh, no, I'm actually looking at the video. We're talking about Liberty Bell. I got to find her because I love her voice on this song that we did together.
Ooh. Oh, Liberty Bell, yes, that beautiful, beautiful, oh, my goodness, she's a beautiful flower. Liberty
yeah.
Bell, absolutely, absolutely. They're all out there, people. Like, so you can find Function everywhere. YouTube, Pandora, Spotify, iHeart, you know. I mean, he's everywhere, you know. And as a mom, you know, that gives me great pleasure. Because I remember back in the days of cutting and pasting, you know, for advertising, you know, and photocopying and, you know, making flyers and things like that, you know, because we talk about old school. I'm from the old school. And I'm trying to catch up with all this, you know, this new stuff that's going on right now. Although.
Imagine how I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I saw in the future because I always envision myself having an online art store. And now the NTF is like, oh, my God, wow. That's, I mean, everything's like a Zoom. But there, here you are to lead me through that, you know, so which is, again,
yes,
just, you know, a blessing, you know. So, and brother Tay, this young man right here, you know, man, this young man right here, you know, and these are the type of brothers that I fight for and I stand up for. You know, especially when sisters try to put down, you know, all of the brothers, you know, against the adversary, you know, to me. And until they truly apologize and give us our reparation, you know, our due wealth, you know, so that we can continue to produce, regardless of these poor people campaign, they have to give reparation, you know. So, and they know that. But this young man right here, you know, a single father, you know, a true man, you know, who stands for himself, you know, and I can tell you that I only know gangsters, you know, I got that gangster fever, what can I tell you, you know? So, you know, no one's looking for trouble, but if, you know what I'm saying? So it's a good thing. And he's a young father, you know, and he keeps his house immaculate. It's phenomenal. And he's going to come back and he's going to share not only his music once I get everything uploaded right, because like I'm telling you all, we are certainly under construction. You're going to see a whole totally new Strange Fruit Rising, because we are representing the new fruit, you know, because the Strange Fruit were our ancestors who was hanging on those trees and smelling, just smelling up just so hard.
This fruit, this fruit right here coming with a lot of guns. These fruit these days come with a lot of guns.
You
know, I don't
know. With the new fruit. They had no idea that all that blood was going to produce new fruit. You know, they're going to have to answer to what they have done. You know, they're going to have to answer. You know, we're not coming in harm. We're coming with our true skills and our talent and our knowledge, you know, no matter who we are. You know, and let them fall as they may, right? So we got to still hip hop forever. That's ours.
Go ahead. What you about to ask me?
I was going to ask Brother Tay, you know, because this mumbling rap thing has been, you know, like the controversial right now. What do you think about this mumble, what they call mumble rapping?
They need to speak up, and what I mean by say their words out, like, so we can hear what they talking about, because we can't understand what they be talking about.
Right. To me, they leave it up like jazz. You can imagine what you want, you know, because, you know, perhaps they can't
pronounce
the words.
They be thinking it's all about the beat. It ain't all about the beat. We want to hear what you're talking about.
That's hip hop. Come on now. Wow. Well, I am proud to say to the world that I know and representing hip hop forever, the old, not necessarily old, but the medium and the new genre of hip-hop forever. It just keep growing. It just keep multiplying. You know, it's all about the words, all about the lyrics, all about your skills, you know, about putting the words together, you know, and how sharp you are. You know, it's not about these, you ain't no damn mummy.
Can I get down on one thing?
Of course. Who the Funk Shawn?
All right, so, like, as far as me as an artist, a lot of people don't even understand, like, because people ask, like, who I, like, you know, I not get it. Like, who am I, where I come from, where the heck my name come from, and all this other, you know, who, where that represent. So, you know, and I'll be honest with you, like, I didn't make my name. It was given to me, you know what I'm saying? I remember we were about 14 years old, and I want to give props to my man, R.I.P., because he's not here no more. You know what I'm saying? I went through, like, maybe about 2-3 names before I got the function. You know, my first name was Whack. I ain't going to lie, yo. This is like 80. I think my first name, I think I tried to come up with the Grand Wizard. Like, I'm telling you some stupid names. Like, you know what I'm saying? I had the Grand Wizard. And then I think I came up with Daddy Death, yo. I think it was one of my other names, yo. Daddy Death, so whack name, yo. You know what I'm saying? Corny name, so, you know. But then my man, because I didn't rap back then. So, you know, at first I wasn't really rapping. I was mostly made beats because, you know, I bought beat machines.
Oh,
I had the keyboard.
Goodness.
That's that song. You know, a lot of my homeboys used to listen to my stuff that I made, and they used to be like, yo, I didn't know you made beats like that. Your beats is like funky, yo. They beats is hard. That's what they used to say to me. So my boy, like, yo, you should change your name, dog. You should name to change your name to like something funky, like funk. And he's like, yo, you should change your name to like, you know, function. Like, so when I thought about that, and that's kind of like where I got the name from. My man gave me the name, told me to kind of like, yo, that's what you should be. You should change your name to function, y'all. Like maybe about 14, 15, we was on Webster Street in Hartford. You know what I'm saying? So my man, RIP Tony Benefield, yo, that was my dude right there. That dude right there, yeah, that was the G right there, yo. That dude right there was straight up everything, like gangster, like all that yippity yap stuff was not happening with Tony, yo. He was on the real shit. And you know what I'm saying?
Story about Tony. Let me tell you, for some reason, I ended up on a building. I was walking up that street because I was looking for these bullies that we should chase you, you know, try to, you know, mess with you.
Yeah,
you know,
wow.
And I walked past this building, you know, and they were, this old lady was on the first floor, and she was telling them to leave her, you know, window, you know, you're making all this noise, blah, 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 blah. And it was a gang, and they were, you know, fussing her and harassing her. And I walked past, and of course, you know, me, I had to stop and say, you know, come on now, why y'all, you know, disrespecting the lady like that, blah, 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 blah. And before they can even think about, you know, coming to me, he stepped out, you know. He stepped out, and he did say, I don't know if he said this is Ralph's mom or not, but he, you know, he calmed them out, and he told them to get up and move on, and they moved on from the building.
He the one that hooked me, got him on that. Yo, it was about four of us. We were trying to start a rap crew.
Wow.
It was called Cold Cutting Rhythm. It was like four of us. We went to school together, and we were trying to start a rap crew. I remember I took it serious. Like, I was like, okay, yo, so I'm going to start writing. I'm going to get it. And I came back with my verse, and I actually tried to put into it. And I think Tone started writing to his, but I don't know about my other two cats. I guess life, you know, whatever they had, some situation came up, so, you know, they couldn't get it. But I got into the groove, so I kept with it. That's pretty much what it was. You know what I'm saying? I kept with it. All these dudes was real. It was all real. Wild dudes. He had a lot of violence, a lot of gangs. My man Tone was straight up a thugger. He definitely going to let you know what time it is. And I ain't going to lie, yo. He was my dude that had my back. Kept me out of a lot of trouble. Real talk. Yep. So I would definitely say my man Tony Tone, Benefield. I remember his father. I met him a few times. Yo, straight up, much respect to him, yo. I don't remember his name. But Tony Tone, that was my dude right there, yo. My man called him Bama. You know, I hate my man Wit Hartford all day, yo. I still with Wit OG, yo. What's up, my guy, yo? You know what I'm saying? He know exactly who Two Tone is to the fullest. And anybody that went to Buckley, MD Fox, yo, you know what time it is? Yo, y'all know what's up. You know what I'm saying? You know, those were the days. Everybody was trying to make it back then. Everybody had something going on. Yeah, I remember when Dookie Ropes first came out. Like, the ones that you don't even rock Dookie Ropes. That was wearing dog tags. They would get up. Everybody would go up to New York and get their name or something, like an edge on a flat piece of gold and with the little chains on the side with their name. And that was a chain. And then the ropes and all that Gucci link and all that stuff came out. You know, it was cold. Everybody's rocking Sherlin, Sheepdogs, Sherlin. Man, everybody was getting robbed for them Sherlin. In wintertime, you getting the cold, freezing, you know, all that crazy, you know.
Talking about Connecticut.
Yeah. Straight up.
You don't know about Connecticut.
Wildin' Castle, wild. You get robbed for them sheepdogs. You get robbed for that Shirley. You crazy. Straight up, man. I remember all them days, you know. But, you know, anybody don't remember, I'm just a regular old dude. I grew up over there off of Maple Avenue. I grew up on Webster Street. You know what I'm saying? Washington Street. I lived a few times. Bedford Street. I lived over there off of, what was that street over there? Grant Street? South Marshall. Oh, this South Marshall. That's my favorite spot, though. I like South Marshall. South Marshall, Laurel Street, you know what I'm saying? Farmington Avenue, all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just a regular dude, went to school. I just like to rap, and I keep doing what I do. Huh?
Right. So Grant Street is the street where we lived in a Puerto Rican neighborhood, right? That's that.
Yeah, yeah, the Hispanic area. Oh, yeah, 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 most definitely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's just think about it. You shout out about my Hispanic homies, yo. Yeah. I remember that, yo. Those are the days, man.
I know your friend still to this day asked me, he says, Mama Pearl, but why did you move to the south side? How come you didn't move to the west side? You know, where
He was talking about we moved over there to the south end, but he was wondering why you ain't moved to the north end. Like, you know what I'm saying?
The north end. You know, but I want to let the world know that was not even a great calculation for me. That was just a calculation, period. You know, I mean, because wherever I go, you know, I've just been blessed by Yah, the Most High. And my light just shines so brightly that, you know, I mean, I just upset a lot of beings, you know. And my thing is not to upset anyone, but I just do, you know. And I didn't want to put myself in that, you know. Brothers just, men just pulling on me and women beat me up because they're mad, you know, trying to, you know, come at me. You know, and their sons and their children are jealous of my son because, you know, I work hard to give him the best that I can do, you know. So I didn't want to be in that environment, you know. So I took it to a side in an environment where, you know, I felt, you know, comfortable. Then I knew that my child would be safe and in a house, but he was not. As I was working 2 and 3 jobs, he was out being adventurous.
Yeah, bad. All over the place. I used to be all over the place. Unfortunately. So all y'all talking about when y'all leave the house and y'all think y'all left the kids home, y'all think they listen, but tell
Come
you right
on,
now.
Tell it. Tell it. Tell it.
Yeah.
Tell it.
It'd be all over the place, man. I should have been at home, coming home from school, just the neighborhoods and seeing stuff. Don't even know these people, man. I think about it now. Like, I don't know these people. I'm just hanging out with people. Anybody I think was just talking that was cool or just, you know.
Right.
I don't know. Young and stupid.
The time that you told me that you were trying to rush home and make it home before I got home. You know, you got hit by a car. You just tipped.
Oh, yeah. My boy remember that. I miss my man, yo. That's my boy right there, T. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was funny. We was at Trinity College.
That's really funny. I didn't know nothing
about
that.
We was at Trinity College. You know what's so funny? We used to go to, when we got off of school, we used to go to Trinity College and sneak in there because they had the video game. We used to play Double Dragon, yo. We was addicted to Double Dragon, so. We would sneak to get our quarters up and shit and go up there and eat there in that cafeteria and play Double Dragon for hours and then try to sneak home. We try to sneak in their dorms or especially wintertime because they had hills. So we would sled. We would, anybody, we had sleds and we try to slide down their hills over there. But,
wow.
Yeah, it was funny. It was like some Bugs Bunny cartoon, man. Like I'm trying to cross the street and I knew you were coming home, but I was trying to get home before you get home. And it's like, you know, man's like, yo, we got to go. So I'm trying to go. We was over there by Broad Street. And I swear to God, I looked at the traffic. I looked. There was no cars coming. I thought I did good looking. There was no cars coming. I was behind a van, though. So I was looking behind the corner of a van both ways. As soon as I thought that there was no car, as soon as I ran up the street, bang. I'm it was like, Bug Bunny and Roadrunner for real. Like, bam, bam, bang.
Oh,
like, what the
goodness.
Hell? I even had questions. I threw my hands up in a question mark as I was in the air probably. Like, what the hell is going on? And I hit the back of the car, landed on the ground. And then the guy was like, He didn't even stop to care about me or nothing. He just said, damn, boy. He looked at me, hit the gas, and took off. I didn't think about nothing else. All I knew is I was okay. I was able to get up. I said, my mother going to be home in about 5 minutes. That's all I thought about. So I went from a jog. I went from a jog to a, like, jog limp to a run to, like, yeah, that was wild.
Wow.
That was funny. And I ran all the way home, and I acted like nothing happened. I was in pain. My knee was sore.
Goodness.
You came home. I swear, no lie, I acted like I tried my best to pretend that nothing happened to me.
It worked because I'm finding out this is years later. This man is over 30 years old, and I'm finding out that he did this crap, you know? And I'm like, wow. That's what he's telling you right now. When you think your child is in, where was I? I was working. I was getting home from work. I didn't have a vehicle at the time, you know. I had to take 2 buses, and I'm on my way home because I put my child in a safe place, you know, and he's out there scrimmaging the earth.
Man, I used to be all over the place, man, buildings. We thought it was cool to, like, you know, we used to like abandoned, like, some of my friends, they like abandoned buildings. I guess that's why those scary movies come, with stupid teens go out and they want to find an abandoned building and go explore. You know, we do that stupid stuff. You know what I'm saying? I used to climb buildings, climb in the back of windows.
Wow.
Had to get inside, creep in basements. I was good at creeping and sneaking. I ain't gonna say it. Like, yeah, I stopped all that. I left all long time ago. I had to, you know, as I, let me tell you, what changed was when I just got the knowledge. It's like as I started learning and I learned who I really am and what I really represent and my abilities and my skills and, you know, learning, you know, in my spirit and everything. And it, you don't need to do any of that no more. It becomes stupid and useless because you're a God. God doesn't have to be, why would you be beneath yourself to represent stupidity? You get what I'm saying? So, and that's really one of the things that led and fueled me. I'll be honest with you. Like, it's just, once you know and you the knowledge will change. And I even learning more. I just in short, and it's just a real short note. As I just learned that, you know, what happens is there's an electrical flow in your body depending on your awareness level.
Uh-huh.
And that opens up certain channels of information within yourself. They're there, but you can't connect to them because you didn't unlock the keys, the energetic keys to unlock those.
But you know what, Function? You're going to come back with that avatar because you're verging on the stage of Ra, Ankh, Re.
I'm not trying to go on that type of stuff right there, but what I'm trying to say is just the knowledge, information, learning, not just people in general, but men, a young man who's supposed to go out there and survey the land, who's supposed to go out there and hunt, he's supposed to go out there and know his terrain, to bring back home, to take care of the village and his people. He needs knowledge. He don't need dreams. He doesn't need illusions or fictional stuff to ponder upon. He needs the data. He needs the facts. He needs to know what's up. And that will change the young man in your house.
Come on.
100, period.
Wow.
That's what it is.
Because that's what changed me. And that's what I was seeking. And that's what I made you. Your punishment was to read the Bible. Because there was something in there that I just wasn't getting, you know, and then I was conscious of the fact that I prayed for you to come, you know, I prayed for the sun to come, you know, to get this knowledge that I just wasn't getting because I kept knocking, but there was at a point where I couldn't get, And I begged and cried out many times, you know, let me in, let me in. You know, I'm seeking. I'm right. My heart is right. I do right. But there's something just missing. I can't find it in a church, you know. I can't find it amongst my peers and my loved ones. You know, I get punished for seeking. So I was looking for, you know, that young warrior, that dragon to come, you know, and deliver me from the height, basically the height of ignorance that I was captured in. And you've done just that. You answered the question that I was smacked for in Sunday school. I was beaten by my mother for leaving church because I was smacked for in Sunday school. And everyone kind of shunned me and thought I was crazy for asking the question, you know, why would, you know, God, you know, have Noah and his family locked up with all of those animals in a yacht with no windows and no air conditioning for 40 days and 40 nights? Instead of answering the question, they got smacked. And it wasn't until you were 18 years old that I was delivered the answer. You gave it to me. You shook some sense into me and you was crying, Mommy, why aren't you listening to me? And I was reading your two sisters' the scripture about, you know, Noah and the ark, and it was asking me the same question that I asked and you ask, why would God, you know, have Noah, and, you know, and he's like, Mommy, you know, please, why aren't you listening to me? And I was shocked. I had, you know, you shocked me back into my senses. You know, you shook me and you were crying. And I had to like say, whoa, you know, I mean, I prayed for this, you know, for him to come to get this knowledge. Why am I not listening? Let me listen. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, did you just solve that up. Boy, it was a lab, Mom. You shook me crying. It was the DNA, Mom. It was the clean blood. It was the laboratory, Mom. Remember, I fell to my knees and I was crying. I was so mad. I was so mad. I was so mad. And I was happy at the same time because I didn't understand why no one could answer that question for me. That made so much sense. So much sense. And I thank you, my love. Thank you. Hip-hop forever, baby. And I will continue to represent hip-hop forever. You know, this is Mama Pearl, the ancient newcomer, and I represent that because I know that that is our culture, that is our strength, and I was there when they shut hip-hop down. You know, I was there when they went into the belly of the beast in the prison, and they pulled out all of these, you know, sold-out souls and just, you know, decayed, you know, minds, you know, writing, you know, rhymes of destruction, which was called, you know, underground gangster rap, you know, and they put all of the knowledge rap, you know, because these young men were so eager, and women, these young people were so eager to sign a contract of promise that they just signed a contract, which put their ass on the shelf for 5, 10, 20 years, meaning that anything that they record belongs to that production company, you know, and they can only do that by doing shows, but they can only do those shows, you know, but with permission because, you know, now they have sold their rights and their image, you know, their image, they sold that, you know, but then here I come with Tell 'em Pearl Central Entertainment, you know, going through blood, sweat, and tears, having Russell Simmons call me, asking me, who am I? Because I was his competitor. I didn't know who the hell a Russell Simmons was at the time. I was defending my young people. That's all I knew, you know, because these young people were entrusting to me. And I told him, sorry. that I am your competitor, but I don't know who the hell you are. But I am Mama Pearl, you know. So I don't know you. And I hung up the phone on them, you know. But I didn't know, and I heard at the time some very unpleasant things about Russell Simmons. And I do know that Death Row, you know, just dropping some names, and a lot of record companies are coming after Citizen Chaos and wanted Funk Sean, and we turned them all down. You turned them all down, you know, because you didn't want to be controlled by any label, you know. And you struggle hard, you know, to be an independent. I remember Truly Black Productions. I remember you created that. And I'm looking for that to come back out. I was so proud of you. Truly Black Productions. That was the name of your production company. Yeah, your music production company.
I started a thing with it, so it's still got T-shirts for it and everything. It's still out there.
Okay.
And they started a whole new line for that, so it's out there. You'll see it
beautiful. I remember you all. And like I say again, he will be back. And I will be introducing more of Function music. But unfortunately, all of his music is still processing. You know, I have no control of that. That's why the Serenity Prayer. I'm sorry?
Probably memory.
Well, yeah, you're probably right. Something as simple as that, but unfortunately, I don't have it right now. But you will be back. It's not the end of Function, and it's certainly not the end of Tay. And my brother, my baby Tay, what is your name, your stage name? Is what we used to call
it. He had to step out for a minute, but he just go by Tay.
Just go by Tay. Okay.
Yep.
So what I have to offer you all before we leave is one of Funk Sean's songs, you know, which is Hip Hop Forever. But he has so many versions of Hip Hop Forever. But my favorite song of Hip Hop Forever, I want to find that and I want to play that up next. But hold on, just hold on.
You just played it, right?
I played it already, but that's the only song that's uploaded and available.
I won't let you play anything else. I got you. Okay, well, I mean, I feel you. I got you.
Because it's still in process.
It happens. It is what it is.
Yeah, but we're under construction, you know, so just hold on.
It's a process.
Absolutely. And Brother Sun is not available. Brother Sun is not available with us tonight.
Blessings to Brother Sun. Hope all is great and going well and will be. You know, it's all going to go down. It's all going to happen. It ain't nothing stopping nothing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Everything is always progressing. That's one thing I learned.
The new fruit is here. Strange fruit has risen. The new fruit is here. Hold on to hip-hop is forever, though. That ain't going to change. Y'all just hold on now. Hold on.
Hip-hop forever. Hip-hop is everywhere. Every culture, every nationality, anywhere there's poverty or people struggling is hip-hop. And hip-hop is everywhere. Hip-hop can't be dead. Because culture and people living life and people expressing what they go through and the feelings and their trials and tribulations and music and rhythm and poetry is hip-hop. That's hip-hop. That's it. Rap is rap. I can rap on anything. I can rap about whatever. You know, I rap about this beer can looking at me right now, but that ain't hip-hop. You know? Hip-hop is spiritual essence to it. You know what I'm saying? Hip-hop's forever. That's why I say it. That's why I stand for it. I'm always say that. I don't care if somebody copyright it, talk about it, patent it in the streets, wherever I go, hip-hop is forever. Okay, even if they did that, it doesn't matter to me because they still reflecting what it means. It just put it out there. Just be a mirror. Just make it happen. Hip-hop forever. Hip hop is forever, man. You
know? Sure. Yo, this is dedicated to all hip hop lovers around the world, man. We need to keep it going, man. Stop the whacking. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? It's my love, right? It's hip hop forever, baby. You're like my lady, and I ain't never gonna let you go. Hip hop forever. Hip hop forever. It's hip hop forever, baby. You're like my lady, and I ain't never gonna let you go. Hip hop forever. Hip hop forever. Function, I hit you open like cocaine. You better off putting you a lighter to propane. I spit like a nine to your face, point blank range. Off your wig, you couldn't grow it back with Rogaine. Dudes swear they real, but to me they all lame. Especially if you ain't had a struggle with no pain. Illuminati niggas made the industry all change. MC straight sucking the beast, you giving them brains. And you don't know the truth, so you lead them astray. And anybody dropping knowledge gets no play. Represent ignorance, and you got it so made. But not me, I'm an enemy of the whole state. I gotta rep the real hip-hop, son, all day. I go way back to the early 80s. Dudes nowadays rapping like they ladies. Looking suspect in tight jeans, y'all shady. It's hip-hop forever, baby. You're like my lady, and I ain't never gonna let you go. Hip-hop forever. Hip-hop forever. It's hip-hop forever, baby. You're like my lady, and I ain't never gonna let you go. Hip-hop forever. Hip-hop forever. I be the most articulate. Most MCs these days sound ridiculous. My beat bang, I come through so monstrous. You can hear the echo, I'm like that rhinoceros. I charge the track with bars and facts and hotness. No stopping it, dudes hating cause they monotonous. It's like the industry now is all preposterous. Cats rapping like they in grade school, get logicless. I stay underground, more legendary than Loch Ness. I'm in my own orbit, you need the Hubble to spot this. Catch me on the wrong day, run up and have me pop this. I don't sell crack no more, I only rock hits. I don't sell sacks no more, but I'll bag your chick. Much love to the heartbeat, home Connecticut. So much stress, the set, my only sedative. A mic in the beat, yeah, that's my medicine. Hip-hop forever, baby. You're like my lady, and I ain't never gonna let you go. Hip-hop forever. Hip-hop forever. It's hip-hop forever, baby. You're like my lady, and I ain't never gonna let you go. Hip-hop forever. Hip-hop forever. They say hip-hop is dead, but I don't believe that. Every hood I don't been to, somebody making tracks. Ask anybody, they miss original rap. Nowadays it's all processed, like making canned crap. I don't play the radio nowadays because it lacks versatility. So many artists deserve a chance, it's just the same routine. I really doubt the fans wanna hear the same old song plays and programs. It's the same topics, choruses, and slogans. No one's original, no imagination. I support the struggle all across the nation. All those keep hip-hop in rotation. If it's just commercial, then you don't gotta say it. It's financially, most of y'all owned by Satan. Man, I don't listen to cap, no hatin'. Just give me that real street music, keep it banging. Hip-hop forever, baby. You like my lady,
yep.
And I ain't never gonna let you go. Hip-hop forever. Hip-hop forever. It's hip-hop forever, baby. You like my lady, and I ain't never gonna let you go. Hip-hop forever.
That's the song.
Forever.
Real stuff, real talk. I seen what the industry was doing. Because, you know, all the narratives that they come up so they can move society a certain way using music and visual images. So, you know, I'm not going to let that happen if I can. So, you know, I just rap about what's real, real talent, what real people out there are about. It's not really, I've never rapped about like it's me. You know what I'm saying? I rap for everybody. Everybody that's going through the same experience, the same feeling, I rap for those type of people.
Come on with it. Come on with it. Come on with it. Well, Function, I want to thank you so much for sharing, you know, a little bit, you know, of your skills and wisdom for us. But we truly, truly trust and believe this will be your home. And I welcome your avatar, the Ra Ankhre. And I want to thank you all, the whole world, for listening. And I want to tell my brothers and sisters all over the world, all over Africa, you know, with their skill, you know, hip-hop. You're welcome here.
Oh, I want to meet you. I want to, yeah, man, I can't wait. I would love to do a track with somebody from over there. That'd be what's up.
Absolutely. And they've got so many skills. The artistry.
I know.
You know, and I'm going to have one of my babies, you know. He's going to be coming through. His name is Kwaku Williams, you know.
Okay.
And
okay.
He's going to be
what's
coming
up.
Through. He keep claiming me as, you know, so. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to thank you all tonight. You know, as always, I am humbled, you know, and delighted. And I'm sending my love out to you, the God in me, and speaking to the God in you, you know, and much love, respect, and, you know, and blessings. And trust and believe, you know, I am that warrior, and I carry two swords, you know, like the two-headed dragon, you know, and I represent all the dragons and the true gorillas, you know, out here. You know, in the universe, you know, and our brothers and sisters, you know, who are still, you know, captured and enslaved, you know, in these prisons, you know, behind these walls, you know, but they have turned those walls into a universe, you know, of knowledge, you know, and they call themselves the concrete scholars, you know, which is so deep, you know, and I love and appreciate you so much. And we're going to have some representatives, you know, come through for that too. But here I am. This is Mama Pearl, the ancient newcomer here on the Strange Truths Rising. And if you all know me as Mama Pearl, the ancient newcomer, I've been on Blog Talk many years ago. And my brother Sunray offered me to speak, you know, just recently. I've been looking forward to entering back out here in the universe and connecting with my people. But I wasn't quite prepared, you know. But he offered me a seat, you know, hosting my own show, doing my own thing, you know. And I'm much appreciated of that. So I'm just here, you know, waiting and looking through this construction. But trust and believe, I'm coming with some stuff for you, you know. But until then, I thank you all for joining us, you know. And I am tuning in, okay? Thank you. I was working.